Good morning, everyone. This is Faye Morrow, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center for Anne Arundel County. Welcome to Volunteer Voice. This morning's guest is Lisa Vernon, Director of the Anne Arundel County Literacy Council. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Faye. It's so great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know that the Literacy Council is 36 plus years old, but in a way, you have been working with your board and supporters to revitalize this organization just in the last 2 years. So it's dynamic, it's growing, and you need to tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, first I'll tell you what our mission is. Our mission is to provide free, convenient, individualized literacy and English as a second language instruction for all adults and out-of-school youth in Anne Arundel County who are low-level readers. And the need is great for this program. It's estimated that there are up to 70,000 adults in Anne Arundel County who do not have the basic literacy skills needed to obtain a GED. So the need for our services is great.
And it's so important. This is needed by the individual and their families, but it's good for the whole community. This is a capacity building effort that you and the volunteers are doing.
That's right. And, you know, we are fortunate. We have wonderful volunteers, and we're always looking for new volunteers. And it's an exciting organization to be involved with. So, you know, our tutors come from all over the county. They have different skills, talents, and abilities, but they have some things in common. They have a passion for reading. They are lifelong learners. They are givers. And they come to us because they want to make a positive difference in their community and in another person's life. And if you have those characteristics, please check us out. And one way you can do that is through icanread.org.
And we'll be giving that again. But that lifelong learner piece is really, really critical, because if people are coming with a good heart and the ability to commit, then you'll take the training on with them from there. You'll provide them with the skills that they need.
Exactly. In fact, we have a training coming up, and that will be February 22nd, which would be from 9 to 4. And then the second day of the training will be, there's a week off, and then there's a next Saturday, March 8th, and that will be from 9 to 12.
And those Saturday trainings take place at Woods Memorial Church in Severna Park. So it's pretty convenient for people, good parking. And of course, the most important part is, not only are you giving this very well thought out, documented training. I mean, this is proven on a national basis. This isn't
yes,
something that's just dreamed up.
Exactly. What we use Dr. Laubach's teaching methods and materials. And Dr. Laubach's materials have been used around the globe for over 70 years. And his premise was that each one teach one, meaning that with minimal training and the use of Dr. Laubach's materials, anyone who knows how to read can teach another person to read, and it's been very effective.
So this is, excuse me, two Saturdays of training in February and March, and then you have supportive workshops.
Yes, we do, throughout the year, because that's so important. And not only that, but we have an excellent tutor coordinator and student coordinator that are there for our tutors and students. So it is something where any question you have, any concern, it will be addressed promptly. And we have experienced tutors who serve as mentors, which is so helpful, because you come to a roadblock where you're kind of stuck, and that's when we provide those mentors for you to work with you side by side to help you with your student.
And Lisa, just because people need to know that volunteers come for a variety of reasons, I understand that you became connected with Literacy Council yourself as a volunteer. Can you tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Yes. Well, I started 2.5 years ago, and what brought me to the Literacy Council is that the experiences I had with my own daughter, Emily. At the beginning of third grade, she was at a first grade reading level. This was despite having excellent instruction, small class sizes, she knew her phonics backwards and forwards. But reading did not click for her till the beginning of third grade. When it did, she advanced a reading level a month, until at the end of third grade, she was at a ninth grade reading level. Now, she went on to graduate with honors from the University of Maryland, College Park, with a degree in English literature. But something she said to me at the end of that school year has always stuck with me. She was planning her summer birthday party, and she said to me, "You know, Mom, there are people who haven't seen me since my last birthday party. They won't recognize me. I was dumb, and now I'm smart." Now, that's profound, coming from a child, and it shows you that here she was at the beginning of third grade. Not only did she feel dumb because she couldn't read, but she saw herself as looking dumb. Now, a few short months later, she can read, she sees herself as smart, and she sees herself looking so different in a few short months that people won't even recognize her.
And you're seeing that kind of transformation with the adults, the adult learners that you're working with.
I have seen it every day for the past 2.5 years, and I have the same passion now that I did back then, because what we offer is real, it's life-changing. You are giving people a second chance in life through literacy.
And your volunteers are matched very carefully with individuals so that their interests are closely aligned, and it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
That's very important. What we do is that we find out what our tutors, volunteers, their backgrounds, their interests, their abilities. You find out what type of student they have a passion for, and we match them up, not only with the type of student, but to a convenient library, and also the time of day. So we try to make it convenient for the tutors and the students. And we meet at all 15 county libraries. Also, we have a dozen different agencies we work with.
Lisa, there is so much to learn about the Literacy Council. So please give that web address again.
All right. It is icanread.org. So that's icanread.org.
So listeners out there, if you want to contact the Literacy Council, go to their website or contact the Volunteer Center. We'll tell you how to get in touch with Lisa Vernon and this wonderful group of volunteers. So contact the Volunteer Center at 410-897-9207 or our website, volunteeranarundel.com. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Faye.
And those listening out there, please stay safe in the wintry weather and hope you tune in again next week to Volunteer Voice on your hometown station, 1430 WNAV.